You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
After looking at the latest crop progress report, if there is any area of concern, it might be parts of Minnesota and northwestern Iowa. What can you tell us about their potential planting windows going forward?
Well, they're still going to struggle. The core of the coolest, most wet conditions across the nation are going to be right in those areas, Minnesota, Iowa, portions of the Dakotas, Nebraska, and then into some of the northern and western areas of the Corn Belt. We're expecting above-average precipitation over the next week to 10 days, and temperatures are still going to be stymied. In fact, only in the southern and central Rockies and some of the desert southwest are we expecting above normal temperatures or near normal temperatures. So the cool spring continues.
So as we head east closer to home, what are our prospects for soybean planting?
Well, we'll be a little better, but I think we're still going to be fighting the same things folks to the west will be, which is some frequent rains and temperatures that, well, not terribly cold, aren't at the same time going to be warm enough to really rapidly warm things up or dry things out either. So it's still going to be slow going. Will it be as bad as it was earlier this spring? No, but the progress is going to remain at a slow pace.
The reason I ask is that about a week ago we were talking about late week potentials for the eastern Corn Belt. They never showed up.
No, they didn't. They got into the east slopes of the Rockies and some of the other areas to our west, but the pattern has been that any time heat expands or starts to get going, it gets beaten down again by these systems coming out of Canada. And so the long-range trends, the long-range models, which they will tend to do this time of year, which is basically get summer started, there's a built-in climatology to the computer models. And right now, that climatology has made some of the long-range forecasts get a little ahead of themselves.
So in about 2 weeks, will the heat that we're going to see in the plains come east then?
We will, but it's going to be a slow process. I, quite honestly, am not comfortable to say that the summertime heat or the consistent warmer weather may not be until after the first full week of June.
You wouldn't happen to have the weather for the week that 50% of the corn we put in last week's going to pollinate, would you?
I wish I did.
Because if you do, share it, would you please? What about some issues more globally?
Well, let's go over to portions of Europe, the Ukraine. Those areas which have been dry are actually looking at Eastern Europe. Portions of Russia, they're looking a little more wet. So some needed rains are going over to there. Something that we'll keep an eye on, and that's also going to coincide with some temperatures that don't look bad for progress there. If we were to go over to China, we find that the forecast is fairly good for China. Precipitation doesn't look bad. Temperatures look to be fairly close to normal, if not a little bit above. So I think planting progress and for the start of the season in Eastern Asia looking good.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.